The ban on balloons is part of a larger effort to make hospitals latex-free. UW Hospitals in Madison, Frederick Hospital in Milwaukee, and Gunderson Lutheran Medical Center in La Crosse have instituted guidelines to limit latex decorations, toys, and medical supplies like powdered rubber gloves. Kim Wilson is the chair of the Hazardous Materials Group at Meritor Hospital. He says they've moved to create a latex-safe environment.
Well, it's to protect not only the patients but the staff. A lot of medical workers have developed in the last decade or so a growing number of allergic reactions and sensitivities to latex. So in an effort to protect staff and patients, we like to limit the amount that comes into the hospital.
Hospitals are increasingly switching to non-latex products, according to Lois Fitzsimmons, manager of employee health services at Meritor. She says they're getting rid of disposable diapers and rubber bands, which have latex.
You'll see all the purple, which are the non-latex. The other things is we've changed to non-latex band-aids. We're looking at using different kinds of other pieces of equipment that have non-latex in them. The issue is the product doesn't have the superiority of those with the latex. So it's difficult always to find a product that best meets the need of the patient.
Fitzsimmons says allergy symptoms include skin redness, rash, shortness of breath, or wheezing after being exposed to latex. However, she adds that overall the number of latex allergy cases is very low. At Gunderson Lutheran Hospital, spokesperson Bridget Paff says an entryway sign asks visitors not to bring in latex balloons or toys. She says local florists have been sent letters encouraging them to send Mylar balloons instead. She says hospital staff will take balloons out of bouquets if a patient or staff worker has a known allergy. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.